See, when they start creating contexts and situations where people don't have choice, you know, where they're limited in what they can do, they can't travel, they can't access resources, they can't pay their light bill, they can't, you know, they can't go to work. So I think about friends of mine that say work in the healthcare system in the States, you know, for them to keep their job, like they may be anti whatever, but for them to keep their job for compliance for the hospital that they might work in or something like that, they could very easily say, look, if, you know, you can do whatever you want, but if you don't have whatever this list of things are here, you can't work here. So
yeah, I understand that part.
You know, and that's one of the challenges right now that we really are facing is the fact that they're structuring the conditions to make so there's been several pieces that have been going simultaneously.
Let me read what it is. Let me read what it is so that
Are we on air?
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning.
All right.
I hit you guys with a surprise today. We just went straight into it. Okay. But I just need to read this so that everybody that can hear, I'm doing my job. I don't hate you. I don't hate, you know, all the people doing all their political stuff and all your confusion and all the delusion.
The communist confusion.
I'm going to reach out to all of you today in the effort to save your life. Okay, so here's what it is so that you can maybe start researching, okay? Okay, so this is just an example of the Moderna vaccine. You've heard of the company Moderna. Some of you invested in it thinking you were going to get a pop. Oh, you naughty people, dirty people. I think I did. I was going to do that. But then I read about it. Okay. So basically, it's an RNA vaccine, as Govinda was just saying. And it would be administered, and this is the way it's administered. It's administered through a microneedle platform developed at MIT, which was paid for by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, among others. And believe it or not, please.
That's she.
No, stop that. Okay. I'm going to start again. So it uses a microneedle platform, and it was developed at MIT. It was Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but it was also the Department of Defense, which I think a lot of people don't realize. Yeah, that's right. Your tax dollars at work. And it looks like a Band-Aid, okay? And it could be shipped directly to your home via Amazon or by whomever and be self-administered, which is great as far as solving logistics of vaccinating 350 million Americans or 7.8 billion Earth humans. These microneedles will be located with a hydrogel. Now, this is important. Very important. Listen up. Hydrogel containing the vaccine, which contains a modified RNA, and that would become a permanent part of your genome. This is a synthetic piece of DNA or RNA. And if you look at the Supreme Court justice ruling on synthetic DNA or genes, it can be patented, already is patented, and patents have owners. Okay? So what does this mean for us? What if this gets into our genome? Does that mean that Moderna or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the Department of Defense, all these people who are involved in the patents, are they somehow going to be part of our genome? It's a possibility, and we need to know that, okay? So these are just the warnings. No one's beating you over the head with this. We're just giving you some things to go explore. The hydrogel, it's called hydrogel, developed by DARPA, Defense Advanced Research, it's part of our Department of Defense and our military. The hydrogel would also contain a luciferase enzyme. You heard it right.
Luciferase
enzyme.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called a luciferase enzyme, which is that's not a pejorative term. That's an actual term, which is bioluminescent and is used to report the transcriptional activity in the cells that are transfected. It's a new word for me. Transfected with a genetic construct. Why do they need that? Okay, so this one doctor is saying, you know, one opinion here is that they want to make sure you're vaccinated. They don't trust medical records. They don't trust you saying that you got vaccinated. They want to make sure that you want to make sure. They want to make sure, and they want to make sure it was a successful transfection, a successful gene modification, before they let you go. So when you get the luciferase enzyme, if you have an iPhone or a special app on your iPhone, you can scan over that area and it will give you a digital code, a digital imprint, a digital pattern, something that will identify that you were vaccinated. It holds your vaccination record. It also gives you an ID number, a barcode, a branding, or whatever you want to call it. It's a tattoo. It's all the same thing. Now you become a product. Hydrogel is actually an invention from DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and they make these fantastic inventions. Hydrogel is nanotechnology, microscopic little robots, and these little robots actually are able to disassemble, reassemble, and make any, you know, make various things. It has the ability to connect to artificial intelligence. So this means that a human can now connect to directly and gather information from our bodies and gather it and connect with your smartphone, with the iCloud, or some other smart device. And once this is done, this is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now think about that. Think about how immediately that could change your privacy, immediately can change your autonomy, immediately change your freedoms. This can gather data like your blood sugar, your oxygen, your blood pressure. Okay, so that sounds great to some people, like that doctor on Fox News we saw. Yeah. But it can also gather many other things. It can gather, let's say, your emotions, your menstrual cycle, your activity if you've fallen, your nutrients in your body, if you've taken medicines. It's a potential, if you took illicit drugs. It has got potential to see almost anything that goes into your body, and all this information is going where? That has not been addressed. Who's protecting this information? What are they going to use it for? This is really serious stuff. This is all being proposed to be unveiled in the next vaccine. The other thing to know is, with this nanotechnology hydrogel artificial intelligence hookup, just like your cell phone, you can send a text message and you can send an email, but you can also receive them back, and that means we could receive information. What information would be coming back into us? Would it affect our mood, our behavior? Would it affect how we think and our memories? If you haven't, it's like the movie The Matrix. This is a doctor that's talking here. So I see many wrong things with this vaccine, and I see that we are not talking about it in the major media. I feel that these companies are outright lying to us when they say they cannot affect our DNA, because by all definitions they are using, it can affect our DNA. I mean, that's the least of what it does. Okay, so that's basically it. And that's the vaccine that Trump is pushing. I know that sounds... I know a lot of people that hate Trump, you know, like the fact that I might say that, but he's also pushing other alternatives. I think his idea is that we'd have a choice, because people have to have a choice. But if you know...
But what about the governors?
Well, it used to be, you know, it used to be the left were the ones that were anti-Monsanto, anti-GMO, anti-vaccines. And I don't know what happened to them. They disappeared. Now they're all pro. They can't wait to have it. So it's, I guess, advanced extreme right-wingers now. I mean, it's gone all the way. When I was younger, it was the left that was always telling us about all this stuff. But this is really serious. This is, in other words, regardless of what it says in the Bible.
That's when liberals were not.
Regardless of the fact that this would be hooked up to your banking and your job and everything that you do and everywhere you go and everything you think and every thought you have will be someone else's, not yours. Regardless of all that, it makes you into other than human, a hybrid, on day one.
Like a GMO plant.
And once you put it on, the tape on your wrist or your forehead or wherever you're going to put it, wherever with tattoo goes, once you put it in, you can't get it out.
Permanent.
It's permanent. Okay, let me repeat that one last time. Once you take the vaccine or the hydrogel with the microneedles and the hookup to AI and the rest of it, which some people are touting as wonderful, once you take that, you cannot undo it. It's permanent.
And, Mark of the Beast?
There is no treatment to get rid of the nanobots. There's nothing you can do about it. You're stuck being a non-human. In other words, basically whatever you were, you just killed it. You have committed suicide. you are dead now. You can function as a robot. That's fine. They'll just program you and they'll make you a slave and you'll just do whatever you're told to do. That's basically why we have the lockdown right now. Because they're getting everybody ready to be obedient and to take this thing, and they'll promise you liberation if you take it. But what they're really doing is harvesting consciousness as power. And that's on a higher, more esoteric level. I'm not going to get into that right now. This other thing, though, is the hookup to AI, is the hookup to CERN, the hookup to Saturn, the hookup to the bottomless pit, the hookup to Satan, whatever you want to call it. You do this, though, even just from a medical point of view, basically you're changed forever. And are you really wanting to risk that? And when you're dead, you know, they have the right to think all your thoughts because they're patented. So they have the right to control everything you do, everything you think, all your dreams, all your emotions. Everything that you are won't be, because it won't be you. It'll be coming from AI. And you will just simply be a victim, a dead man, a dead woman, a dead child that is being operated like a marionette. And that's the end of you. Now, I did have a real cynical thought. Now, this is just because I'm angry at having been, you know, tortured by the situation we're in, which is all fake. And the fact that, you know, I mean, the people do die from the pandemic. But look, I don't know how this became a left-wing, right-wing thing. Because, as I said, the left were always the ones on the research, on the AIDS conspiracy. I worked with people on a screenplay back then. We're doing a lot of research at UCLA, and all the people I was working with were all, you know, basically, you know, big time liberals, and they were working on the AIDS conspiracy and the thing about that it was started by a military program, just a lot like the COVID-19, and they were the ones that were out there, you know, marching against Monsanto and GMO and vaccines. I don't know where they went. These were the real liberal, the ones that were my friends. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they're all dead. I don't know. But now we have this thing where the left is pro-corporatocracy, pro-globalism, pro-billionaires and trillionaires running everything, pro-AI.
Pro-slavery.
Implant yourself with whatever, you know, pro-modification of human, pro-all this stuff that they used to be against, but I don't know what happened. I'm gonna throw it out there. Here's our panel. Govind, to take it away. I'm sorry. I had to read that just in case it could save someone's life.
Yeah.
Well, I think people should go back through that after the show and listen to that again, because that information is very important. Yeah. Because we've been going through these successive stages and the information has been controlled throughout. That's something that people really need to wake up and see. The information and the narrative has been continually controlled throughout, where the decisions that are being made are not logical. The decisions that are being forced upon people and the people are choosing as nation states don't make sense. But they're moving forward with a particular agenda in mind. If you look at what's going on around the world during this time, if you look at their own official numbers, they have to keep massaging them to try to make them work for what they're trying to advocate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't work, because everybody in the world is involved in this in some way, shape, or form. You've got developing countries around the world that have two deaths, three deaths, nothing, you know, it's comparatively. And yet, you know, first world countries that have all of their resources at that they're throwing at this seem to be just continually, you know, things are not working there. You've got countries like Sweden that never locked down, never did face masks, never did social distancing.
And they never
now won. Having achieved herd immunity,
mm-hmm.
You can go and look on their own official stats, on the global stats, they had one death in the month of August. And so even people talk about spikes and new things that could potentially happen.
Yeah, it's fake.
Nobody's starting cold anymore. Now this is the official version. I'm just going with them down their line of thinking. And so with all of this, how in the world does this warrant an experimental vaccine that has that's never been possibly tested, never been properly tested? messing with people's DNA. You can't get it out once it's in there.
Right.
These are things that I mean, you've got apples sitting on the shelf for 5 years, you know, that have been genetically modified.
Right.
You've got all kinds of fruits and vegetables. What do we know about genetically modified stuff in general? When you get fruits and vegetables, sure, they look great on the shelf, but there's no nutritional value in them. You get seeds. What happened with Monsanto? Well, what happened with Monsanto was when they started doing their tyrannical, predatory seeds around the world, if you started growing Monsanto crops, well, your crops would stop growing if you didn't get the Monsanto pesticides. So this is why a lot of farmers were committing suicide in developing countries, because they couldn't afford the pesticides to do the next level of growing their crops, because they were genetically modified to not grow, to stop growing unless they got that next round of whatever that they were programmed. So you can have all kinds. What these guys love to get into the genes, because then they go back to controlling things. They love to be able to patent and own things. And now they're trying to make the human body something that they own. And they're using all of their resources right now to divvy up the human body for different reasons and different purposes. This shouldn't be such a far stretch for people to see, because we've already seen throughout history, we've seen how things like this have happened. We assume one of the mistakes that we make is we look at people through the eyes of our own morality and our own conscience. And so because we kind of come to it, we say, I don't know how anybody could ever do anything like that. Well, you wouldn't, because you've got a moral compass. You wouldn't because you actually care about people to some level. The people that are there, that are, you can't even call them people. They're not, they're something else. And they're using this situation to try to create the context, to try to push through this agenda. Now, Charles, we were talking a little bit before this clicked off, and discussing the what he was saying too, is just the percentage of people that are willing to take this. And it's like 44% as of right now. And the more that people are educated on RNA vaccines, that may even drop some. But what they're going to try to do is to create the context to make it extremely difficult for people to do anything if you don't have it and if you don't participate with them. So when you start getting down to, okay, you're not allowed to go to work, you can't travel on the freeways, you can't buy your groceries, you can't access your banking, you can't access communications. You know, you get start going down this list, and then pretty soon it starts to get to this place where it becomes extremely inconvenient to survive and to live unless you're participating with them. So now that's what they're trying to do. Now, I there's a couple things where we have to also start being mindful. What are we supposed to be doing too in this time? Well, one thing is we do need to start looking at new systems. You know, we need that, because the system that they have is broken. It's going to come down anyways. It's falling apart as is. So that's why they're trying to do this.
Well,
quick
I think we need to also, really importantly, number one, we need to start storing heirloom seeds, that is non-corrupted seeds. General public, you know, you think it's all Monsanto, and it's really not. It's a company called Amgen, and they really seek to corrupt the DNA of everything organic on the planet to such an extent to where it's micromanaged. So the lifespan of not only the organic or the seed is, they want, because see, the farmers have to buy the seeds, and if the plant will only bloom for one season, you have to keep replanting the seed. So you have to keep buying new seed every harvest, every year. And they want to micromanage the lifespan.
Right.
So it's about micromanaging your lifespan. If we can corrupt your DNA to the point to where you can't engage with your star player,
no, you're dead, then.
With your purpose here on the planet,
you're dead.
Then you, your life can be micromanaged. Your lifespan can be micromanaged.
Yeah. Well, no, I would
and
think
that's
you're
what this
gone.
Is about.
Right. You're gone, though. You take that thing, you're gone. It doesn't matter. You made a mistake, whatever. You're gone. There is no coming back from that. And I just want to make sure people understand that, to not put that stupid piece of tape on your wrist or your forehead or whatever, because if you do that, you're dead. 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 Dead does not come back. You're a robot, you're a machine, whatever, but you're not human. Just like the food you eat.
But it's not just Monsanto. People want to say it's Monsanto. It's not just Monsanto. It's a company called Amgen that's
yeah, I know
corrupting
Amgen.
The DNA and everything divine
I remember,
on this planet.
I remember
everything
when,
that's organic on the planet.
I remember when Amgen came out, and I thought, cool. I mean, I remember when they were formed as a company. And I might have even invested in them at one point. I used to think Amgen should be doing much better than it is. I wonder, you know, but really, it's obviously still there. And obviously, the whole point, Amgen, get it? Genes. And so, yeah, it's always been in the genetic modification business from day one. The idea was to develop therapies that could help people with cancer. That was the cover of Amgen's beginning. And then, now look what it's turned into. it's just like the vaccine, like Moderna.
Mind-blowing.
Moderna was a company that was also looking for cancer remedies. And now their big thing is that, you know, the death blow, the kill shot. I just hope people understand, you know, I mean, I don't care what politically you are. I don't care. You believe in God, you don't believe in God. It's not even about any of that. It's about whether you live or whether you die. And it's free will. You have the free will choice to kill yourself if you want. But people need to know what's at stake. If a synthetic RNA gets in there and starts wrapping around your genes, you know, and that's patented, and they control it, oh, my God, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this really hit me strongly yesterday as well. I was looking at the stats of who would take the vaccine, and for the most part, the Democrats would.
And they used to be against
conservatives
it.
Would not, the independents would not, in the general sense, but the Democrats would. And I was thinking, you know, here we are in a battle with the Democrats right now and over this whole country and everything, globalism and
well, they're not really Democrats.
Slavery
they're,
and all
they're,
that.
They're some kind of different
but
thing.
We
I don't think they're really.
We mustn't hate them. We must also warn them. We must warn them that this is a real danger.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Corona.
Yeah, Corona.
By definition, is a colored circle often seen around or close to the luminous body. The sun or the moon, caused by a diffraction produced by suspended droplets.
Perfect.
Or occasional particle dust. It's the corona, the head, the crown, your star player, who you connect with when you engage with the Most High, that they want to inhibit, that they want to suffocate and snuff out.
Exactly. Well, we all understand what we mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all get it, but it just seems to me that there are people out there, Amelia, who just they just don't want to listen because they think it's got to do with Trump or something. You know, I mean,
they think I'm crazy. They think
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
crazy.
Or me too.
Nobody
they think,
wants to listen to me.
I understand. I no one wants to listen to me.
Most of
the communists are after me.
I'm in touch with, they're kind of on the same page. I mean, for the most part.
They try to gangstalk me and just start laughing.
They're not falling for this whole plandemic, you know, and they see the danger.
Well,
most people that I am in contact with, they see the danger.
I see that we've reached a couple of people, though.
Yeah.
Today, I think I can see in the spirit there. See, it's not about politics, brother. Please don't hold that against anybody. It's about your life.
No, it's not about politics.
Please,
not
guys.
About politics.
We're not about politics here anyway. We're supposed to be about the Most High God. And we're talking salvation. We're talking, you know, look, the whole point of the dragon, the devil, Satan, is to tempt man into destruction. That's the whole idea. And the whole idea of salvation is to rescue man, you know, men and women, you know, people, from the jaws of the evil one. And it's always been that, we've always understood that here. But somehow in this last age, people have really devolved into, I don't know, low IQ kind of, very low in the spiritual
one. I went on this trip for a little bit there where I really delved into the I Am, and I really delved mm-hmm. into this campaign that I was pushing called Stay Human. And mm-hmm. I think it really threw off a lot of my followers. I think I lost a lot of people.
Because you're on the truth.
In that phase on my timeline. And I just hope that people do stay human. I really pray that people hear what I'm trying to convey through not just my words, but through images, through what's really truly transpiring within the human condition.
Amen.
Here on planet Earth.
It's really horrific. I mean, it's like two-thirds of the people are going to die, you know, right off the bat. And then there's going to be a remnant, and a lot of them, it just all depends on the timing, a lot of them are going to die, but then be brought, you know, be awakening at, you know, the most, in the grip of the Most High. But, I mean, it's like, you know, it looks to me
like... There was a desperation there for me. There was a desperation point there for me, and I think people really got put off. Mm-hmm. But I had like a panic, like I had like a real revelation. I got a download that was so heavy. Mm-hmm. And I think people got put off by my, the
what was the download? What did you see?
What I put it on my page. Sometimes I can't put it into words, but I use images and things that, you know, hopefully can convey some of it, but, you know, a lot of the message was just to stay human, you know, stay human. Don't, and be divine, be of God,
yeah.
Stay organic, you know, that's the main message.
What happened to our liberal friends that were like, you know, they were basically sort of educated atheist and warning everybody about vaccines and GMOs and all these dangers, are they around? What happened to them?
They just kind of fell off. I lost so many friends, you know, and even the organic people, you know, all the people that were like the foodies.
Yeah, like Whole Foods.
The moms, the granola moms.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to them? They should be out there really protesting this, defense, you know, military industrial complex, Bill and Melinda Gates, you know, the other globalists, you know, the big financiers who are behind this whole thing. Usually they're the ones that are out there vocally against, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the international banking and you know, the Federal Reserve, all that. They used to be out there.
It somehow all morphed into this transgender neutral movement for the babies.
I know, it's sick. It's sick. It's, yeah, we have to, I know all that. I guess it just all got, I guess what happened is the mind control was successful and they all got turned into these squishy little, screaming, you know, children, babies that are screaming they want their rights and they want free stuff or whatever it is.
They all turned into these LOL dolls that have these satanic symbols that appear suddenly when you dip them in cold water. I mean, wake up.
Yeah, they're pushing it hard. I mean, I can't blame them. I'm not, you know, and for me, you know, politics-wise, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I just sort of go where I feel is it's right, and I make the call according to, you know, like, for example, I think it's right to protect people against things like, you know, 5G, people putting out that warning, and putting out the warning about vaccines and stuff. It puts me at odds with the President of the United States. But you know, I don't think it's right to sexualize children or change their gender just because mom and dad want to be cool. I think that's also not, you know, I mean, just
that, to make them gender neutral because
common sense.
You know, children, you know, prepubescent children,
right, they should make their own mind
sexually,
up.
Pedophiles are attracted to both sexes. They are only attracted to prepubescent children. They don't. Right. It doesn't matter their sex. Pedophiles are equally attracted to both male, female, prepubescent children.
And they're pushing it. And
You see, they get over it after they get past that prepubescent age. But let's give them hormones so they don't grow up.
Well,
let's
to castrate them. To castrate them. In other words, there's a whole movement now to castrate boys so they never become men.
Oh, no. The movement is, the movement has been going on for 10 years, and the real movement is this. It's a war on our men because if we have feminized men in this country, we have more vulnerable women and children available to traffic.
Right. That makes sense. Anyway, it's horrifying, right? It's horrifying.
It sure is.
It's, you know,
the horrifying reality is this. We've been at war. We've been at war for a very long time. And there's Chinese holders in the hospitals and in our banks. And if you have PayPal and you're trying to use PayPal, because your bank will hold your money now and not give it to you because they're trying to keep the Chinese economy afloat because it's tanking and it's a Ponzi scheme. And then you're going to PayPal, you're going to find that you're going to have the same issues with PayPal. So I suggest you use
I saw a guy, I just did a transaction with a guy that gets paid in gold.
No, what is it? What is it? Cash. The best one is the
Bitcoin.
Cash app. Use Cash app because Cash app is owned by Bezos and they won't hold your money. But everything else they're going to hold your money because we're trying to keep the Chinese economy afloat.
Check this out. There's a way to pay with gold where what you do is you make the transaction and then they send you a bill to buy gold. So you buy it. Say with your credit card, and then it gets sent to the guy receiving it. I don't know the tax benefit or whatever he gets, but the whole thing goes through immediately, and there is no middleman. There's no bank involved, and except for the credit card, obviously. But that
Cash App will let you receive government incentives, government grants, and it's unlimited, and they won't hold your money. Nice. That's all I know. And the thing is that it's like, I took a lot of heat. A lot of my friends stopped talking to me because I tried to start talking about this stuff. And I got a lot to say. I got a lot to say about what's going on.
What do we do with the dead? Just burn them?
I say forget about the debt. Chinese economy is a Ponzi scheme. We've been living off their bonds for a long time now. It is what it is. I mean, and the whole thing is, I mean, the other thing is this. they've been targeting our children. They're after our children. And so we're going to be faced with the fact that we're going to have to go to war to protect our children. Because.
People won't do that here. Not in the United States.
Well, that's where we're at.
Well, they're going to have their children taken. And that's where we're at. That's right. That's where we're at. It's whether they would fight or not, and that's the big question. Are we gonna
have Chinese right now? The situation is this. Here's the situation that we're at. The Chinese right now have Chinese labor camps.
Yep. You know, if I were Trump, I would just declare war on China now.
The headquarters for Child Protective Services is located in Los Angeles, California, right next to the Chinese consulate. And this month, I'm going to be hosting a show with a mother that she worked at these Chinese labor camps here in the United States in the desert. And also, you know, her daughter worked in these labor camps that they have here now in the United States through Child Protective Services. So this is happening in the United States, folks.
Are there anyone out there?
It's time to shut Child Protective Services down.
Yeah. Well, here we are coming up on 2020, and the human trafficking, and, you know, there's been a dent made into it. It's been made a very aware issue, and then all these other issues connected to it are also out there in the open now. And people are going to have to use their free will to make their mind up what they're going to fight for and die for, and what they're not going to fight for. You know, we still have free will. Go ahead, Patrick. Was that Patrick? Who was
talking? Yeah, I'm right here. I think a lot of what's going on, people are going to have to make a choice. People are going to have to. This morning, just waking up, is just like, okay, like, what am I going to have to do here? Like, to stand up? Because, you know what? It doesn't matter where it happens. It's going to happen everywhere. You know, and all different subject that we have, all different issues, but I think people really need to stand for life and for you in life.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming to places where, and we've talked about it before, that it doesn't matter what you are, Muslim, Catholic, Jewish, no, or whatever, blue, red, black, yellow, a tall male, female, big, short, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to stand, because if you don't, it isn't going to affect you. Yeah, it's going to affect you.
It's so true. I mean, Jesus didn't have a religion, folks. I mean, he was tortured by religion himself. So, I mean, it's time to wake up the global community and remind them of that, because where we're at right now.
That's the question I have, is there a global community? Because I have my doubts.
Yeah.
I think there's maybe the majority are not really a global community. They're going to do what they're told. So we need to see who's going to stand up against the evil. And to stand up against evil, just as you've recognized with the persecution you're getting now, you recognize that when you stand up for truth about what's going on, and any of those, all those subjects you bring up, and all the threats and dangers, that you lose people on your website. And so I'm just wondering how many are out there that are really going to stand for truth and for, you know, justice and for good. And, you know, those of us who are claim Jesus, that we're going to stand for Jesus, that means whatever, martyr, set free, whatever happens, that we're going to go with it and not cut and run, you know. And I'm just wondering, I think they've tried to breed fear into us so that a lot of people cut and run.
Yes.
And they don't stand, they're not willing to die for something. And Patrick, I think you know what you're alluding to is when you say take a stand to be, you know, and Amelia, to be human, you're talking about dying on that hill if necessary to remain human, to die if necessary for that purpose of that cause, to die for the Almighty God, for Jesus, to die as, you know, because it's the right thing to do. If it comes down to that, in other words, if someone says,
"It's divine beings," if we have to, I believe the global community is vast and huge, and I think there are going to be a billion people around this globe that are going to stand up against this evil. I do not, for one second, believe that anybody is going to not. No, I don't.
Well,
I think Bessie touched on it. It's called fear. It's called fear. And you know what? What's more powerful than fear? Love. And that's where you stand. Like Amir said, you know, Jesus didn't have a religion. He was connected to the Father directly. You know, he was connected to the Father, directly. And that's where we all need to be connected to him, because ultimately, at the end of the day, he lets us know. He tells us what to do. Mm-hmm. He inspires. Like, just like Amelia went on this, like on this journey there that she had, and she had to, you know, like just go on a, you know, like on a, like on a journey with him. And you know what? The only thing he did, he burned up the, you know, the access that she had. And it's people, it's friends, it's family member, it's all it is. And we just gotta be connected to him and keep speaking love. And that's what when Jesus went on the cross for her, it didn't matter because it wasn't love. That's simple. And even at the cross, he's still, the gospel was still proclaimed, you know, and we have it with the two thieves on the cross. Right? One was like, no, you know what he's saying, he's right. You know? And the other one was like, nah, no, whatever. And that's where we're at. We're at the cross.
I think they want us to believe that there's not that many of us and that everybody, and I don't believe that for one second. I just don't. I think there's many of us and you know, parasites make a lot of noise before they die. You know, I think there's just a lot of bullies on the playground.
It's interesting. We'll just have to see what happens because in the, you know, I take the Bible kind of seriously about like the number. I try to break down the numbers, you know what I mean, when it says that everybody is going to be worshiping this, you know, this beast and is going to be taking this mark. And that's going to be like the majority, you know. And then there's going to be the people that are going to be fighting back, some of which will be martyred, some of which will be taken by the Lord. And I've wondered, you know, I don't have any definitive, you know, answers to what the number breakdown would be. But in general, as I look around, like, say, just looking around here, I see that most people are going with the government lines. Most people are cooperating. And they're doing what they're told. Not her. Not you, Amelia, obviously. But I'm seeing that most people don't really have, and I'm also seeing a groundswell of what I want to call new revolutionaries. Not the people paid for by Soros breaking windows and stuff, but the real revolutionaries who are willing to fight to arrest these judges, to fight, you know, to storm the legislature, to storm the, you know, to actually form, you know, a military to be able to take back the country. I see that going on.
Yeah. How about that, what was his name, Carlos? Making that speech to city council in Shasta. That was awesome.
Yeah, he became a leader.
He really said it like it was. He said, you know, right now we're peaceful. We got hit with this and we tried to figure out the best way to deal with it.
He said, you know, if it comes down to it and we have to, you know, do something about this, there are millions of us.
And he said, take your mask off. Keeping that mask on is just perpetuating this whole thing. I mean, take it off.
It's so crazy because it's like now everybody can see. It's like people watched me online. People watched me online on my website for years on Porthole to Justice, my original website, and they watched me online fight these people. And they couldn't see who I was fighting. But I was actually fighting these people in this whole, you know, ideology, if you will.
Well, I called for bombing I called for bombing China a year ago. I was making a joke. When the COVID thing came out, I said Trump should just bomb China. You know, looking back on that now, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Oh, God.
It's just bomb the Chinese Navy, you know, bomb all their naval. They're building hundreds of ships, you know, and probably substandard, you know, the way the Chinese are. They cut corners and, you know, the stuff that comes out of there is not exactly have the fit and finish that something, you know, that's really well made will have. That's how they can do it cheaper. They undercut, you know, they cheat and they're lie and they're taking over Hollywood and they tell people what scripts to write and they work with the CIA and they want to overthrow this country. Anyway, I just bombed the Navy.
Yeah, they've owned Hollywood for quite a while.
I'm done with that. I like Chinese food, but
it's not that I've been seeing in the future or anything like that. It's just that, you know your enemy when you're playing chess. When you have to fight for your own child. You tend to get a little, you know.
I always thought I would like the Chinese You know, I like the Chinese regular people. I mean, again, let's separate the government.
Yeah,
the dictator government. The Chi Coms I don't like. The Chinese people are fine. But, you know, it looks to me like the Japanese, you know, I remember in my studies of World War II and how the Japanese were getting slaughtered by the Chinese and vice versa. And they're real enemies, mm-hmm. those two. People think just if you're Asian, you're not an enemy. No, there's all kind of Taiwan right now. We sent someone to Taiwan. We sent that, the health guy. I forget his name. Azar. We sent him to Taiwan, which, by the way, no one had been sent there for decades, I think. Something like a ridiculous amount of time because very sensitive diplomatically. We are not to deal with Taiwan or to give Taiwan any assurance that they're a sovereign nation or else China will get upset. So Trump sent this guy to Taiwan in the height of all this,
yeah.
which is a slap in their face, and then it's on. I mean, war footing.
I look at it from this perspective. We're number one for human trafficking globally.
That's right.
Because of the ICMP, which was established by Bill Clinton in Lyon, France in 1996, and then 1 year after that, under the Clinton administration, Hillary Clinton created the American Safe Families Act, which incentivized mm-hmm. human trafficking within the system, the government system.
Right.
So we're number one for human trafficking globally, and China is number one for human trafficking, and they're number one for organ harvesting.
Right, yes. If you need
so
an organ,
from those two perspectives,
people fly to China for medical tourism. They go over there to get because you only have to wait a couple of weeks in your hotel room, and you get a kidney and a lung.
A lot
or whatever
of organ harvesting in Pakistan as well. John and Violet have made us aware of that.
Right,
and
so,
a lot of slavery and trafficking.
Well, we got
yes.
Come on in, John.
Oh, John, we've got a terrible connection, but keep trying. Keep talking.
Yeah. Here he is.
John. Oh, man. We can barely hear you, John.
It's not.
And I know it's important what you're saying.
It's not coming through, though, Linda.
Yeah. Also, I want to about we are distributing food more than 30,000 people.
Good.
So, right? And daily we are going to the slums area and to African area and from countries.
Yes.
There is no suicide in our life. We are still waiting for the we are waiting that the Lord use us amazingly more than this stage. So we are distributing every day, and when we are distributing food, then we also give the word of God to the people. Sometimes,
yes.
people just to help us, but we are happy in Jesus Christ. We are happy, mm-hmm. happy. So, in orphanage home, every day the IQ kids, they are praying for you in 2020, and also we are fighting against the modern day slavery.
Yes.
So we are doing this all work in Pakistan.
Yeah, it's a great work. It's
and if you give whatever you give to the Little Treasure Orphanage, and you can get there. Look, I've given out the address lots and lots of times, and lots of people participating now. Whatever you give goes directly into a starving kid's mouth, like that day, sometimes that day. Okay, that day. You feel like feeding somebody? Look at my phone. I'm sorry. Obviously, I need a new phone. But anything that you contribute, you know, to the, you know, widows, orphans, and all that, it goes immediately to use. And it's not just the orphanage now; it's also feeding the masses.
Yeah, there's so many people in Pakistan who
are presenting the gospel,
who just live day to day. And with the shutdown, the clampdown, which is part of the plan of this pandemic, is to shut down the third world and make them starve to death. Well, and Violet and John are standing.
Shut down small business and our economy in the United States as well.
Yeah,
and then and all over the world.
They want to make us a third world.
Yeah,
make us a third world here.
Right. The suicides are off the hook here in New Mexico.
But a lot of people also in Pakistan are committing suicide just due to hunger.
Due to hunger.
Because they cannot eat. They cannot feed their families.
Here it's because people lose hope. And that's, of course, you know, if you're strong and... What's that?
They're micromanaging the medical industry and the way doctors can practice medicine. The Chinese have a lot of holdings in American hospitals.
Yes.
And American banks as well.
Okay.
And there's a lot of what's going on is to feed the globalists their greed, as well as uphold the Chinese economy right now. That's what's happening.
Well, we're getting quite a bit of interference here, so we must be doing something right.
I don't understand what's going on.
Sorry we couldn't hear John clearly. But we did hear some of what he was saying, and they're doing a very important work there, feeding the masses, really. I mean, thousands and thousands of people they're feeding. They're going into the slums. They're going into the untouchables areas.
Right, in that part of the world, the caste system,
yeah.
They're dealing with, you know, people that no one will talk to. No one.
And they're spreading the good news about Jesus to a lot of people who have never even heard of Jesus. So it's really kind
Jesus
of
plus nothing. That's the way I see it. Jesus has pulled me through this entire thing.
That's right.
Charles, this entire pandemic, I'll tell you, I could have been pretty miserable, but we keep seeing evidence of the Lord's work every day, keeps us sharp.
Everywhere.
Keeps us mentally tuned, keeps us busy and having a direction. Keeps us completely, we're as busy now, or busier now, than we ever were before the pandemic. And I know that the enemy is this wire. We've been talking about this. But I'm sorry.
I don't think it's that wire. I think it's
You know, Zeph, I've been listening to the discussion here patiently tonight, quietly, and everybody is kind of beating around the same exact thing, and the word we're talking about is decision. And I was reading through the Bible the other day, trying to get ready for this, and I round up in the book of Joel, and the Lord told me exactly where we're at in the book of Joel. It says, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And this is right where we're at right now. Millions upon millions are being molded into two camps. You said they're trying to get one world system. They'll never get that. There's always going to be two. Always God will have his witness as long as there is life on the earth.
Yes.
And in the book of Joel, it tells you that after that time of decision, God said, I pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Dreams, see visions also upon the servant. And this, my friends, this time, Jeff, it will not be just a wind from heaven, stalling on a few, but a full-blown explosion that will envelop the power, the entire body of Christ, in ways that will blow our minds. It's a new sound that will trigger all of our spiritual senses to experience all the powers of heaven with our whole body, our whole spirit, our whole emotion.
I receive that, Charles.
Amen.
I hear you loud and clear.
People finally emerge as his warriors.
That's right.
Fully armed, fully supplied, fully empowered, and fully committed to the fight that is now before us, coming on like a high-speed collision. And Daniel wraps it up for me, and he said,
right.
And such as do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt and flatter them. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Listen, my people, listen to what our God has said. Don't fall for this panic they are putting out like bullshit on a farm.
Amen.
My friends, do not let fear grip your Amen. Hearts. Our God has overcome all of this.
Yes.
All of this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Charles, I want to say something. If you guys can watch me fight these people for my son online, you guys can be empowered too by Christ to do just the same.
Hey guys, I honestly think we just witnessed what Charles spoke about. This is the voice of the Lord. This is the voice of the Spirit. And when we talk about, you know, consciousness, when we talk about who is the Holy Spirit, when we talk about who is the you know, our Father, our Creator, I really call it this voice. And keep on keeping on. To keep fighting a good fight. That's something I always say. Keep fighting a good fight. But no matter what, guys, and Govinda and I share that multiple times. When it all comes down to it, by the time, it doesn't matter who goes first, guys, by the time we all turn our heads right or left, we're going to all be standing in the church, no matter what happens. But we just got to keep it up. And Charles is 100% right. You know, Amen. As long as there's always going to be two camps. It doesn't matter who is behind what and what is behind what. You keep on connecting with the Lord. You keep on praying. You keep on reading the Word. You keep on really latching yourself to Him. Because by latching yourself to Him, man, you become love. You become love, and that's what they are scared about.
Yeah, scared of love.
For you to truly become love.
Yeah. We have to watch the...
Evil is the absence of love.
We have to watch the hatred and the anger.
It's so crazy because so many people watched me and they thought, oh my God, she's crazy, she's crazy. She's talking about I am. She's talking about stay human. What is she talking about? And it's like, I didn't care that people thought I was crazy because I knew God was empowering me and I knew that I was going to be vindicated by Him. I knew it. He told me that. And if I can be empowered, you can be empowered too. You can do it too. I'm a single mother and I just believed in Christ and I believed in what God was telling me. And even though people thought I was crazy fighting these people, and seeing my fight publicly, I didn't care. I didn't care because I knew God was empowering me and I knew that He was going to vindicate me. And it's the truth. All of it is the truth. And you can go to my website and you can learn.
Tell them how to get there, Amelia. How do they get to your website?
Go to Facebook. The original website is Porthole to Justice. I've left a lot of advocacy there for people that are going through that same struggle. If you're going through the children's court and if you are struggling with contact tracers targeting you and your family, you really need to go to that website, Mama Bear Justice, Porthole to Justice on Facebook. There's a lot of content there to help protect you and your family.
Yeah, so there's another resource, especially the contact tracing is used. Amelia, is that used to, in your opinion, is that used to take children away from people?
They're basically social workers. It's just a reason or excuse to give social workers or entry-level gang stalkers that are becoming social workers a job.
I see. Because, you know, they have that geared up here. Apparently they have everybody's cell phone in New Mexico on monitors. There's like a room.
Yeah, it's like the app is already on your phone without you ever.
But they watch all of you. I don't know if you realize this, but at one point the governor let it slip. She's watched people go to the airport. She watches people come in and out of the state. And she was screaming at people at one point.
She's furious. She's
because
she's
was
such a tyrant.
She said, "Why are you going down to the airport? Where are you going? You don't need to go on vacation. This is no. It's beyond sick. It's total psychopath." So basically,
basically, what I went through is going mainstream. So you can use the resources and information available in the Porthole to Justice to empower you and yourself and protect your family.
I think here in New Mexico they're gonna round people up, but you know, you still have, once you're in jail, there are still things you can do. You know that we still have a constitution somewhere, right? I mean, there's still gonna be a way to appeal your case if you can appeal it outside. If you appeal it here in New Mexico, you're gonna get slammed. But if you can get somehow outside the system here, outside the state.
The sad part is a lot of people don't have the wherewithal or the information or resources. Or the knowledge. It's just having the knowledge will empower you and your family so you can protect yourself against these people. Knowing your rights is huge, you know? I'm not saying that it's gonna be the end all be all, but I mean it's definitely an advantage.
What's your prediction about the masks? You think people are gonna keep using masks?
I think the pandemic is definitely real. I think right now they're intentionally allowing us to believe that it's not real, and they're gaslighting the people so they can incur more deaths in the fall. And there is six different strands, and it is a bioweapon. And the most lethal strand is a neurotoxin, which actually, in China, there were videos that were leaked out where the civilians there were being exposed, and they were losing functions, bodily function.
Mm-hmm.
So it's germ warfare, folks. It's germ warfare, but it's not just germ warfare. It's also psychological warfare. So they're waging a psychological war as well as
gaslighting. There's a lot of people that are going to the hospital these days with pulmonary staph infection from wearing the mask too often. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, that's not a good thing as well. I don't know. I don't want to weigh in on that argument. I think wearing the mask excessively is obviously going to cause asphyxiation or what is it when you breathe?
Hypoxia.
Hypoxia.
Yeah, hypoxia.
Go back to the Rockefeller Foundation paper from 10 years ago and look up lockstep and look at what their plan was. They've had this ready to roll out. And I saw that paper. Yeah, and
it's hard to believe.
They planned this, and then there's Event 201, which was just last year, where Bill and Melinda Gates were instrumental, along with John Hopkins University, of running a scam of, okay, what if this pandemic was to happen with some terrible disease, and they ran it months before rolled it out.
Then he predicted,
and they've been working on it. Fauci and Gates and all these guys.
It's really involved, and it actually started when Obama was in office.
Yeah, he funded it.
The vaccines. It involves in feminizing the men here in the United States. Through vaccines and also germ warfare.
And water.
And long before that, the fluoridation. I mean, if you go
and
back.
The parasites, which are also in the water and also sexually transmitted and socialized.
So
and that's why they promote.
Can we now defund the UN? Can we just defund the UN?
I would never have had the UN in the first place. I don't even know why it's there.
It's been their plan from the beginning.
I don't understand why the President of the United States takes orders from the UN. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know why it is? Because we all learned at the same time that the presidency, it's not Trump's fault, it's the presidency, has right now no power.
Well, they haven't for years because of
the
global...
They want the children. They want no the power. Children.
But I think
all of this is to cover up their pedophilia.
I think if we pray, we can make a big difference.
Well, you know what the Lord said about, you know, pedophilia in Matthew 18:6. I believe that almost comes to the point of the unpardonable sin, doesn't it?
Yes.
The Bible doesn't say you can be forgiven for hurting children. It says a millstone should be thrown around your neck and you should be thrown into the bottom of the sea. It doesn't really say repent and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
We talk about an unpardonable sin. They go, what do you think the unpardonable sin is? And some people say, well, blaspheming the Holy Spirit is mentioned. But what about this Matthew 18:6? You just can't get around that.
No.
If you hurt the children, you know, that you're going to be in trouble. It's not something you can just...
Yeah, and they're trying to legalize it.
Well, when I got messed with as a child, it ruined my life.
Look what happened. Look what happened back when there was the plague. The plague that killed, you know, half of humanity and the bubonic plague. And look at the environment and the conditions that were back then. And pedophilia was rampant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you go back to the time of the Bible and in Greece, they had these Greek romance books that they forced us to read in college, and along with the New Testament. I don't know why they would do that, but it all had to do with the fact that promoting this norm in society was that men would be householders, and this is just one aspect of it. Householders with, you know, children, whatever, da 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 da. But the real thing, the real pleasure for these men was to have this romance. It was a pastoral romances with prepubescent boys. And this, this has been a tradition in Greece, the Middle East, etc., down to this day. And it has been an ongoing problem, and so the idea is to say, well, it's perfectly okay. In our classroom, they were promoting this lifestyle, and it was supposed to be a New Testament class, and we're reading about this, you know. And we just want to make sure that you read the literature that was around at the time of Jesus. And so, yeah, it freaked me out. I mean, you know, I what am I supposed to think about this school? What are they saying to us? You know, and of course they don't editorialize anything. It just they've been working at the edges to try to get this thing to be normal in our America, that what is normal elsewhere.
You know,
for a long time.
One kind of blessing out of this plandemic, I'll never call it a pandemic. It's a plandemic, and one of the blessings is that because the children have not gone to school, they are not being brainwashed. And 40%, Rush Limbaugh had this statistic the other day, 40% of parents who have been homeschooling their kids because the schools are closed, they're not going back to the school. They're not going to go back to the Marxist New World Order communist schools. They're just not.
It's not education. It's indoctrination.
Of course. And they've seen that now, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, but that was going on when I was in college.
I know. I saw it in grade school.
Okay,
when I was a little kid.
So why wasn't this corrected?
It's run on for a long time, and look where we are now with these.
That's great.
With communists rioting in the streets, killing cops and killing people, and. You know, it's just out of control.
I understand.
So I think we should pray.
There's a lot of problems.
Let's pray.
It's a lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems.
We need to start also highlighting the solutions, you guys.
Yeah, let's talk about... I want to mention solutions. I want to mention the solutions that I talked about on my website. Make hydrochloroquine available over the counter nationwide.
Amen.
Make it available. Make it
available. Oh, but we can't do that because Orange Man Bad recommended that.
You know, I tried to get some from Mexico, Amelia, and because I got a, you know, a friend, you know, put it that way. And basically, they're always out. They don't have it. And here in New Mexico, if you want it prescribed, like if you go to the hospital here, they won't give it to you. They'll let you die.
But more and more doctors, even though they're being banned from everywhere, more and more doctors are standing up and, you know, shouting about this.
But how did...
Then big tech, you know, bans them.
How did that become...
But if you go to ban.video, that's like the only place that you can see their what they're saying. Ban.video has a stash of doctors' testimonies that can really, you know, shed some light on what's actually going on.
They're in Texas, Amelia. You've got somebody in near Houston. I know that's the south of the state, but... forget her name. She's in Katy, Texas, which is east of Houston. And she has cured like 300 or 400 patients already with hydrochloroquine, with azithromycin, with a Z-Pack, which is zinc, azithromycin,
yeah,
and hydrochloroquine.
Dr. Emmanuel,
okay.
Well,
they're really scared of her because she's a very strong Christian,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's a total believer.
She's ready to cast out demons from CNN reporters.
And give you hydrochloric. But, I mean, you can get it there, but you can't get it here. CVS won't fill your script here.
Yeah. So. Well, I also want to let people know in you know, in more remote areas, you can make hydrochloroquine yourself by boiling grapefruit peels, and ginger.
And lemon, I think, to a lesser extent. But, yeah, you can. Yeah. The recipe is online. The recipe is
basically
out there.
Basically, keep your immune system strong.
I got one more tip.
Get your D3, get your
one more tip for me. Patrick, I have one more tip, but let's see if you agree with me on this. Okay, you can buy. Now, hydroxychloroquine is synthetic quinine, okay? So you can buy quinine sulfate. You can get it on eBay. I mean, I shouldn't. Well, it's legal. It's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Same stuff, and it's the real deal, though. Very bitter, very strong, and I don't recommend anyone take it. I'm just saying that quinine is what the thing is that works.
And the reason that quinine is instrumental is because it pushes zinc into your system. Zinc is really needed.
Right. So if you take zinc every day, if you take vitamin C, zinc, D3, those kind of things to prepare yourself, I do, you know, I won't hesitate to take quinine and Z-Pak type of thing. I can't get hydroxychloroquine, but I can get quinine sulfate.
A lot of doctors are
I don't recommend
very
it
upset
for anybody.
About that because they are prescribing hydroxychloroquine for their patients along with azithromycin and zinc, but the pharmacies controlled by Communist China
but if you,
are not allowing them to fill the scripts.
Well, here's the thing about it. If you take hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic, you know, just as a preventer, you wouldn't have to take the whole Z-Pack. You just kind of take that every once in a while to keep your system up in that area, you know, to keep pushing that zinc in. And there's other cures out there, too, that are coming online.
Mm-hmm.
There's one really weird one.
So I'm saying, guys, I'm not a doctor.
Me neither. We make no recommendations.
No recommendation. I'm not a doctor. I did listen to Dr. Zelenko out of New York. I listened to what YouTube was saying. And he did say, I've never, you know, taken a drink. I forget what he was saying. Said that he had a hard time prescribing it to people. So his plan B was a supplement called quercetin, and it's taken over the counter.
Wait, one more time, please.
Quercetin?
Spell that out, please.
It's called quercetin. So Q U R S E N. Let me just look it up. It's called quercetin, but that is not my recommendation. I was listening to Dr. Zelenko, and he was talking about that. And it's a natural supplement that you can take. I'm pretty sure, guys, I send it to you guys via Skype. There was a video of him talking, and he was talking with Dr. Drew. So he went on and spoke about that. That's a supplement that you can take over the counter. It's supplement, micro supplement, right? So it's one of those things. Dr. Zelenko obviously did a lot of, dealt with a lot of patients because of ethnic Jews, right, that were going to him. And a lot of them received it. So quercetin is spelled of the
quercetin. Yeah, I know what it is. I've taken it.
Q U E R C E T I N.
Quercetin.
Yeah. It's a natural supplement that you can take, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling people to do that.
No, we're not doctors here.
I'm just saying what he said, and that's one thing. I saw it, and people can, look it up and everything else. And just look up Dr. Zelenko, right? And there was a lot of didn't do research, perhaps just for treating a patient.
I researched. Patrick, I researched another cure because I heard a really bizarre story 2 days ago, and I thought I woke up in the Mandela effect. I heard a story 2 days ago that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, was pushing this drug that comes from Orleantin or something, and the whole media was mocking him like, that's pure poison. Trump said he'd give it a try. It's irresponsible. It's horrible. Well, I went and did the research, okay? I went to the pharmaceutical company down in San Antonio called Phoenix Biopharma, and I went down there and I looked at the fact that yes, they've had phase 1 and phase 2 FDA approved trials, 100% effective, no danger whatsoever, and approved of by the FDA. They need a phase 3 trial to try to get it approved of for this purpose.
But they halted it.
How? They halted the trial. Phase 3 is halted because of these people again. Again and again.
They want to kill us.
Okay, you want to hear my next two solutions?
Oh, my God.
My next two bold moves. And I want to say this to the President of the United States.
Go ahead.
Mr. Trump, you need to defund the American State Families Act that was established by the Clintons.
Yes.
And then you need to shut down the Child Protective Services,
yes,
which is the Democrats are using to groom the children for NGOs, non-governmental movements like BLM and Antifa. They are 85% under Kamala Harris, 85% of children under her watch since 2015.
Yeah, she's a big time.
The amount of children trafficked out of Child Protective Services rose to 85%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a big time enabler of all that. Well, let's get to praying, shall we? And because there's a lot to pray about. To conclude this by saying, I feel, in general, every day positive because of being, in Christ, being in the Most High, being in that relationship. If I didn't have that, I'd be really bummed out right now, but I'm not bummed out at all. In fact, I'm energized because of what Charles said. I've received some similar things, too, from the Lord that, hey, things are... I'm watching more and more miracles. I'm watching more and more amazing things where it looks like it's going to be one thing, but then the Lord busts it down. I'm seeing all kinds of results almost in a multidimensional way where, like, some streams of life are going in one way, all negative and bad, but others are turning the corner and seeing some daylight at the end of the tunnel. And so I'm more on the daylight side. I just want you all to know, and we did talk about a lot of problems today, but I'm undaunted. I have to face the problems. I know that what Amelia is talking about is God will adjudicate that. I know that we can't just get off the hook. So we have to look at these. We can't just ignore them. But I think the key is to look at them and see the problems and be able to pray about it without losing your peaceful, joyous countenance. You see what I mean?
So what I'm
trying to do is not be so angry with them, you know, and I want to hate them. I don't want to hate them. They are them, we're on us, you know, let's face it, we're on two different sides. But I don't want to hate them. In fact, I want them to wake up and to smell the victory, to see what the Lord's got cooking, and go with Him and figure it out and just, you know, like you were saying about the I Am, I do a lot of talks about the I Am too, and it's like the I Am is the only place to be, right, Amelia? That's the zenith.
That's it. And you know what the thing is people, you know, religions, they talk about heaven and when you get to heaven and this and that, and you know, you can either establish yourself in heaven, or you can establish yourself in hell. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's about I am here, I am human, I am divine, and heaven and hell are in my mind right now, and you can create heaven on earth. If you choose to imagine and fight for a better future, we will have a better future for our children. If you choose to resonate at a lower level and crumble,
there, a lot of that's
and
true,
give
what you're
in
saying.
To weakness, then that's what you're going to manifest in your
that,
life.
I've witnessed that very thing. That's really important. Also, we got to watch our tongue, what we speak over life. You know what I mean? A lot of times what we speak comes into existence. Sometimes it's better to hold our tongue. Look, I'm the worst offender, so I'm going to raise my hand and say, I need to repent almost every day, but I'm working on it. I don't want to speak ill. Hey, I'm just going to disconnect that. I'm not going to speak ill or evil over things when I can speak positively, like a solution rather than a problem, is what Govind is talking about. Prayer, when we pray here, we are totally positive. We are all about the solution. And that's why we pray. And I have a proposal for Govinda. I'm going to plug this back in because I couldn't. Govinda, are you there? Govinda.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here's my proposal. I propose we take the 2 off of 20 on 20 and put a 3 there.
we can talk about it.
Ready?
Yeah, no. I mean, here's the thing.
It's up to you.
One thing is that what we've seen God working. I mean, as we've all come together and as we've made ourselves available. You know, sometimes we've not felt like it. Sometimes we've been through some pretty rough things coming into these, but we've showed up. And what we've done is we've petitioned our Creator to intervene in what's going on this earth,
mm-hmm.
because He quickened us along those lines. So He's been co-creating with and through us, and everybody
right.
else has been joining us. And now what have we
yes.
seen?
Yes, yes, sir.
So now here's the thing. On one side, we say, my gosh, this is the worst it's ever been. So no, on one side, here's the thing. We see what it is. For the first time ever,
yeah.
we
Thank
actually
you.
See what it is. So it's
you,
always
Lord.
Been there. It's always been there under the surface. Tell me a time they didn't control the narrative. Tell me a time
yeah.
that they didn't hide the bodies.
Yeah, you're
Tell
right.
me the time that they didn't cover up for their own.
Good word.
Tell me a time that they weren't using and destroying
All
the
right.
lives of innocents.
That's
Tell
it.
Me a time that there wasn't a predatory financial system in place that's been around for. So tell me a time that this hasn't been there. But tell me a time that this has not been exposed like this. This
yeah.
is this has all been brought out into the light and into the surface. And as this has happened, this is a time where things have been seen. Where things have been brought into the light. And we've talked about this a long time ago when we've talked about issues of witchcraft and things like that. A big part of it, if dealing with those things, is for things to be seen. Because they need to work in the darkness. They need to work in the shadows. You know, I mean, even Bishop Conko, when he was on your show a long time back, he said when God was telling him, when he was being quickened to do certain things in the daytime, and he didn't know it was the Holy Spirit who was bringing him to God, and he was telling him to go to, like, a service, and he's like, you know, we don't blaze it during the day. Because we get in trouble if we do it in the light. We have to do everything at night. So this is from a practicing witch doctor that would eventually come to Christ. So when things are brought into the light, there's that is a big part of this dealing with and addressing and actually coming to solutions. And we have to understand that. Now, is that comfortable? No. Do we like to know and to understand that the bulk of our leaders around the world are all part of a very evil club where they also walk hand in hand with the devil to the destruction of their own souls and everybody that's around them? That's not a nice thing to know. It's not a comfortable thing to know. It is not a nice thing to know that the most innocent, the most vulnerable in our societies are destroyed and further marginalized and further prey for an evil system, and the spiritual power that they garner off of that and the financial rewards that they receive for that. That's not a nice thing to know, but we know that now.
Yes.
So now, when we start...
There's many layers of deception and oppression and slavery that have been going on for the last decade that people have...
Amelia, not the last decade.
Longer than that. Forever.
Amelia, the last thousands of years. So yes. So now what we're seeing those things being brought out. Now here's the thing that they can't deal with. They can't deal with the people of God, that the God's creation here, understanding who they are. They can't deal with the people of God actually using their brains. They can't deal with, see, if we throw our hands up and say, that's it, we can't do anything, that's what they want. If you and I start to say, you know what, actually there are solutions and there are things that we can do, we can challenge things, we can push back, we can engage, we can, that's what they don't want. So for example, you know, I am more and more convinced all the time that the financial systems that have been forced upon the people of this world, that everybody's forced to participate in, are part of creating the conditions whereby the bottom strata of society can't manage at all, because the little that they do have that comes in goes into buckets with holes in. So when that
intervention is the truth, though, it is the truth. It's the understanding. It's the way. It's the life. The truth, the way, and the light. It's the light that's being shown upon the deception and the many layers of black magic or you know, disinformation that has been placed upon the people for so long.
So with the people, so now here's the thing. With the people, when we start to apply ourselves to solutions into each one of these things, here's the thing. I still think this thing could be solved by the end of this year. I really do.
Because
you've got to just turn off a few things. And once a few things are turned off,
maybe.
And a few things are turned off,
maybe it's already solved, though, Govind. I mean, in the sense that when we started on this, none of this was even out there. Very little. There was a conspiracy area, but I mean, it wasn't really being talked about. All the things that we've been talking about here about the slavery and trafficking and layers of it, and for how long and all that. It seems like in the last few years, up into 2020, all of this has been revealed, especially in the last year. It's like everything has come out full bore. It's hard for some people to take. You know, it's very hard to take that this is your world. But, I mean, all this began, to me, we started with very little knowledge. And in 5 years, the whole thing is revealed. I'd say that right there is a success on 20 on 20. I mean, yes, slavery is still going on. It's still going on. But it's going on for the first time. It's all in the light. So I say that's a great victory.
That's why we have the pandemic upon us. That's why we have the pandemic.
Right, right, because they don't like that. You know, understood.
It's a planned
pandemic. The pandemic is serves several purposes. Several purposes. And that's part of the thing, too, is that we've got to start also realizing that this, for example, human trafficking is multidimensional. It's multi-layers. There's a spiritual layer.
Right.
There's a financial layer. Yeah. There's a layer of control. There's a layer of blackmail. Amen. There's a layer. So there's multiple layers to this. So most of the time, what happens is that when people see something like, say, for example, the pandemic, and they see it on maybe one level, but they don't see the multiple layers that are there that are engaged. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of other layers that are there that are taking place. Here, I'll give you something that people are talking about or thinking about. With this whole call for defund the police, is anybody thinking about policing by robots? I mean, we're, you know, they're going to turn around And there's going to be a point where, because the technology is already there, you've got drone surveillance, you've got quad dogs, you've got several other things that are all there. Then and you're going to come to a place where when things don't work, and they're going to say, well, we can't bring back the people because it's not safe. And so they're going to, you know, it's a contract, and there's money, and there's big money in tech and production. And as you go forward, so these are things that nobody's talking about, nobody's thinking about, but very real possibilities tied into shipping populations, tied into your smartphones, tied into your digital banking and cutting out the intermediaries and the small retail banks. There's a lot of other things going on here at the same time. Now, first of all, we've got to be getting ourselves aware, understanding, educated. Yes, go through the shock of understanding what this is, but then you got to get your feet under you. You've got to grow up, and you've got to get engaged in what needs to be done in this time. Now, everybody that's listening, you've got different skills. You've got different abilities. Some of you are gifted in communication. Some of you are gifted in the arts, so you can get things out there in a way that can communicate and resonate. Some of you have the ability to build things. Some of you are technologists. You've written to me. It's great to hear from you guys. And there's different people. You have different sets of skills. But put your ability into the vision of the solutions. So, I mean, for example, I do believe...
Locally, like the Mennonites, you know, people would cultivate things in their communities and provide services locally in your communities, individual things, individual talents that you can cultivate, even to offer online globally. Not just, you know, in where you live in your local community, you know? Yeah.
So there's like, for example, I would highly encourage you guys to get away from the big five tech companies, you know, from their platforms. Start building your own stuff. Start bringing out your own information. Don't let them control the narrative. Quit asking YouTube and Facebook to play fair. They never will. That's not what they do. That's not what they're there for. So instead, now there will be pushback. Let those things come. But build your own platforms. We need to be building our own systems. We need to be building our own answers. We need to be sharing the right information. We need to understand the disinformation agents that come in that try to confuse and muddy the waters. Push those things out. There are solutions. There are answers. Amelia, you talked about making hydroxychloroquine available nationally. In March, I said this problem could be solved in the United States for $20 million. I did the numbers for the entire country. You could have solved the problem inside the United States and focused your efforts and your energies on treatment and logistics, and the numbers were there, and it would have been there and done. But that's not what they wanted to do with this. This entire thing was for a reason, for a purpose. And somewhere along the way, we have to continue to expose what those things are ahead, because the program doesn't work if you call the shots. If you say where they're trying to go and what they're trying to do, and you bring it out ahead of time, it doesn't work because now right. Everybody knows. It's like if somebody's if they're running the lottery and they're putting the lottery numbers up, and before the lottery number is drawn, the number flashes on the board, and then they draw the number. Well, nobody believes it now because they wait a second, you didn't even pull the number yet. So we need to be exposing the things, continue to bring it up. But please, you guys, focus. Don't just focus on the problems, and don't just circulate those kind of videos among each other. Focus on the solutions. And I believe some of those solutions are a viable new financial system that doesn't erode the value of what is created and what is there and is outside the control of these psychopaths.
Yeah,
that have been using and
sabotaging. Start looking like to the way that the Amish are living, and the Mennonites. I'm telling you, that's the way locally and you know, community by community and state by state, we're gonna have to slowly take back, you know, our own personal sovereignty. Just to be able to maintain our own sovereignty. That's what we're gonna have to do. That's what it's going to come down to.
There needs to also be legal challenges. at this point right now, there's plenty of violations that have taken place.
Oh, yeah.
But without people knowing their rights and without people challenging these things, they're just going to go unaddressed. So what needs to happen here, too, is that some of these things that have happened and taken place, they need to be challenged. If you've talked about things going on in New Mexico, who's organizing there the legal challenges against the tyrannical government? That is
we're finding out our allies.
The other thing is we don't need to be protesting and attacking civilians and destroying U.S. property. We need to be protesting the pedophiles and the slave labor and the corrupt politicians. Those are the people we need to be protesting.
You got to do the one thing that you should never have. You got to do the one thing. How do I get in the club? You got to do the one thing that you should never have ever done. Here's one thing I want to read, just a real brief thing. It's the end of Revelation 13. And I just really, you know, while we're talking about the, you know, the vaccine, this is what the Bible literally says. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. I find it interesting that the quantum ID of Gates, the patent on it is 60606.
Yeah,
you just can't make that.
You can't make it up.
You can't make it up. It just there it is out of the Bible. It's just that one passage goes by very quickly, but it's something that's fascinated people forever about the number of the beast and who the beast is and who the Antichrist is and all of that. And you know, if it's something that means you can't buy or sell unless you have that in your hand or in your forehead, I would take it, you know, last thing I'm going to, because I'm not going to warn you guys over and over again. I'm not going to be like a broken record here.
Don't take the vaccine.
But, you know, it looks like they're trying to, or maybe they're doing psychological warfare with the vaccine, trying to make it like the mark of the beast to see if they can, you know, get souls away from God. I just wouldn't mess with it, okay? My instincts tell me to stay away. So that's what I'm going to do. I've made my decision. I'm going to use my free will to say, no, I don't want to be marked by Bill Gates. I don't want to be digitized, because I know they want to digitize us to put us in the nano. There's also another universe called the Nanoverse, which is a universe that looks just like this, where we're all cloned. And, you know, I don't even want to go into that, but it's very deep subject, and you know, you can read all about it online. But I don't want to be in there either, you know, manipulated by that. I just want to be with God. I just want God to just take me. I want to be with Him. He wants to be with me. It, He, whatever. And it's basically John 17 is where you find it toward the end there. I and Him, He and me is one, right? And that's the relationship that we actually have. It's outlined in the Bible. It's very succinct, it's very legal and binding, and that's who you are. If you've been tapped by God, then basically what happens is the Almighty, the Creator, because it's all one thing, it's all one thing, but He gives us to Jesus, you know, through this, for a lot of reasons, but then the relationship is, I'm one in Him, He's one in me, it's all one I am. You know what I mean? Ultimately, in the ultimate scheme of things. And as long as I'm connected to that, as long as I'm in that space, I'm protected. I'm home, I'm happy. If I die, my body dies, that's fine. You know what I mean? It's no change, I'm still there. I was there before I came into a body, I was there before I ever came into a womb, I was there in the beginning, and now I'm down here. But then I'm going back there, where I was before, where I always have been. Where actually, and technically, I can make a case for I've never really left there. So, but that's philosophy. So anyway, that's it for me. Anybody else want to chime in? I know John and Violet, we couldn't get you guys because we're having technical difficulties with the phone.
I think we should start our prayer.
Okay. Govinda, you want to hit it off?
All right, let's
please.
Pray.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Father, we come before you right now as your children. We come before you as those that have been bought and paid for. And by and through Jesus, we come before you. And we're grateful for what we have in. We're grateful that we can boldly come before the throne of grace, and that we can bring our petitions before you, and with the one spirit, with one heart, with one voice, we can make our requests known unto you. And so, Father, right now, wherever we are around the world, whatever time zone, whatever country, whatever place, we've set this time aside to can continually to petition you, Father. For one very specific thing. Father, we come before you and we ask you that you would intervene in the affairs of your creation. We were all created beings living on a planet that you have created and formed and fashioned, and we exist in this place by for your good pleasure. And Father, we bring before you what's going on and taking place on this planet. And we ask that you would intervene in the affairs of this world, because there's some terrible and horrible and destructive things taking place here, and it is against life. You made this planet to live and to have life and to support life, and what's taking place here is against life. It's against your desire and your design. It is against things going through and coming to the full fruition of what you made them to be. And so, Father, we ask that you would intervene in the issue of human trafficking, the issue of modern-day slavery as it is on this earth at this time, whether it's the issue of the sex trafficking or the labor trafficking or the organ trafficking or the illegal adoption or the unsafe migration or the child soldiering that takes place around this world, or the different forms that the human trafficking, including just the very systems, the financial systems of this world that are set up to enslave and to destroy the lives of people. Father, we ask that you would intervene in this world and that you would destroy the works of the devil, because this is the reason that the Son of God was manifest, and that you would establish and let your kingdom grow and continue to fill the entire earth. Father, we recognize openly that unless you engage in what takes place on this world, we can't do it apart from you. Father, apart from you, we can do nothing. But in you, we can do all things. And we've been engrafted into you through that finished work of Christ. We've been engrafted into you. We know who we are in you. And so we combine our faith and our efforts and our labors and our journey and our thoughts of our minds and the meditations of our hearts with one another and with you, Father, for your purposes and your plan upon this earth. And we are asking for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. And Father, one specific thing that we continue to petition you for, and we ask, Father, that you would answer our prayer. Father, that you would not let your people go away empty-handed. Father, don't let these requests of you fall to the ground. Father, bring them to completion. Bring them to fruition. Father, we don't want to think in the minds of men, but we want to think along your thinking, Father. And so we know that time is nothing for you. For you, Father, a day could be like a thousand years like a day. Time is not an issue for you whatsoever. And Father, we know that even with the children of Israel, as the story goes, that it was just a moment that it took, and then everybody was released. So, Father, we just need you to intervene and to affect and to change what's taking place on this earth. We thank you that you brought in exposure and revealed so many things and brought so many things to the surface. But, Father, now we need solutions and answers, and we need them to be applied. We need your people around the world to be in positions of authority and positions of decision-making and positions of change as change agents around the world. Father, we need those that are on the side of the enemy to be destroyed and to be undermined and to be torn down and to be removed from their position so they can no longer continue these things.
Yes.
Father, we need your people to be elevated and for the worlders to be taken down. And you say, Father, that promotion comes from you. You raise one up and you take one down. So, Father, we need you to do that in this time and to raise up your people, raise up the resources that are necessary, the people that are necessary. Give them clarity of mind and clarity of heart. And, Father, also we ask that in this time that you would connect up your people. Father, I know that many of them feel isolated and alone around the world, but, Father, I ask that this would be a time of connecting up your people in the tens, in the hundreds, in the thousands, in the tens of thousands, in the millions around this world to accomplish your purposes. Father, I ask that this would be now a time where all the connections would begin to come together, all the linkages would begin to come together, and all of the understanding that people are working together for a solution would begin to emerge, that this would be that time. And Father, even as we've asked about and we've brought forward these things about this vaccine and these ideas that the worlders have, Father, we ask that their plans would fall to the ground as nothing. Amen. That all of these schemes and all of these machinations and these ideas that they want to bring forward and these ways they want to try to further enslave your population and your creation, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that all of those things would fall to the ground as nothing. Yes. And, Father, that your people would be able to walk forward free, unhindered, in greater power, greater strength, and greater resource and than they've ever had before in this time. That this would be one of the most amazing and encouraging times, and not a time of fear, not a time of dread, not a time of remorse, not a time of anxiety, but a time of incredible boldness and peace as your children walk with you. In Jesus' name we ask, and we ask that you make all these things so.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, today I stand in the heaven and pray for, with you and with everybody online, Father God. Lord, we're asking you for power. Lord, we're asking you for power. We're asking you for strength. We're asking you that, Lord, you will rise up the people. Wake them up now, Father God. Have them, you know, have them have a jolt within their body because, Lord, you call them to stand. And Lord, when we call, when we talk about standing, we're speaking for love. Lord, infuse your people with love. Infuse your people with the Holy Spirit that they may stand in love, Father God. And Lord, Father God, we bring down all institutions that perform human trafficking. We bring them literally down to the bone. We drain all the money, we drain all the resources, we drain the people out of it, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you will put your hand upon the entire world, these 7 billion people, that they will rise up, Lord. They will rise up in love, Lord. Lord, you've done multiple times before. We saw with Noah what you've done. We saw with what you did on the cross with Jesus Christ. Lord, let it be not just a movement, but let it be a massive wave. Let those waves just hit your wave, hit the world back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. Lord, let infuse us, Lord, with strength and courage, Lord, and let us speak out solutions. Father God, let it be so. I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I thank you, Father, for these times when we can come together in your name, exercising your power and sharing the witness that you have laid on our hearts. Oh, my Father, this day, I look at the world, I see the conditions, I see what's coming upon us, and it breaks my heart, Father, for I see so many children trapped in these slavery situations, so many children abused, murdered, destroyed, taken away from their families, and the women and the other people, the men, all of these people are trapped, my Lord, in systems that hold them into bondage. And now with the death coming in the third world countries, in the poverty-stricken countries because of this disease, this so-called disease, it's getting worse, my Father. People are being forced into slavery, forced to sell themselves and their families into slavery in order to live. Oh, my Father, Put an end to all of this madness. Put an end to this wickedness.
Yes, sir.
Every month, my Father, we come to you. Every month, we are faithful. Every month, we share what you have given us. Every month, my Father, we bear your witness. Oh, my Father, hear our pleas. Hear our pleas. Hear our pleas. And watch our tears, my Father. End this wickedness. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you so much for 20 on 20 prayer and for all of the 20 on 20 prayer warriors. I want to pray for them, a hedge of protection on them, and I want to ask you for strength, for all of us to have strength and good health and just love amongst us, love and friendship amongst all of us, and a hedge of protection, Father God, of over all of the children and families, and that they have everything that they need and that they're provided for and have good health. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Is John and Violet still with us? John?
He's not coming through.
Ah.
There's a connection, Govinda, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, dear Father. Thank you for bringing us all together today to pray for an end to the human trafficking and modern-day slavery throughout the world. Lord, we're so grateful that you've brought the awareness of this horrible scourge on the world, on all of humanity, so much to our attention that we can, as Govinda said, there are solutions, but we need your help, Lord. We need your hand to move to put an end to all these systems that are enslaving people throughout the world. And Lord, we thank you for bringing the awareness up and bringing the truth out on so many fronts. Lord, we're grateful that you had taken us, little old us, to pray to put an end to human trafficking and modern day slavery by 2020, by this year. Lord, we're grateful that you brought us President Trump, who has made this a priority from day one in his administration, and he's still moving strongly throughout the land to put an end to human trafficking and modern day slavery of all types. And as Govinda mentioned, amen, regarding the system of money that enslaves, Lord, we pray for a solution there as well, Lord. Because we are going through very difficult times, and we have many challenges, but we know with your hand upon us, we can make it through this terrible situation of all that's been thrown at us regarding the evil plans of the globalists who want to enslave the entire world. We know you can put a stop to that, Lord. And we are asking for your help, that you would help us to be your hands and your feet here on the planet to do that, to put an end to it. And I'm just so grateful that we have this time of prayer together to make it known throughout the land and throughout the world that this trafficking of humans in all its forms must end. And we're asking your help, Lord. Please help us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sorry, this we'll have it fixed before next time. I will have to get another phone or something. All kinds of interference coming through. Lord, we just thank you for making this possible. Over the years have gone by so quickly, and our friendships have grown, our relations have grown. It's so nice to be with others who see things and feel things like we do, and that you show us, and that we can discuss amongst each other. Lord, I ask that you guide us and protect us. But in particular, I just ask that you guide us strongly. In other words, to give us a sure word of what the next step is for each of us. We don't know in our lives what the next step is, but we ask you to really give a sure word of sure guidance, and we heed to it, Lord. We obey that guidance because we know that your way is above our way and that your way is beyond our ways. And Lord, we just ask you to, we praise you, Lord, the victory is yours. The victory is yours in all this exposure of human trafficking and all the things that have been revealed and all the people and how they react has been a big surprise. Lord, we ask you to soften the hearts of so many that have been propagandized and mind controlled into, the voluntary slavery that they seem to be in, and open their eyes that, there's more to life than just, the breadcrumbs that are offered by the global kingdom of Satan. We ask that you deliver us all and bring us all together. And the other thing is that I see the revival has begun, a revival, and thanks in large part because of the pandemic. So I see how you've used that for your good and for your glory, Lord. We just ask to strengthen those pastors that are standing up against the state and standing up to worship you. There is no danger of anything around you, Lord, when we gather around you. We have healing, not sickness. Let people understand that as we go forth, as we have faith in you and faith in your healing. And I pray that you deliver all these souls and all your people to keep them safe from any kind of virus and safe from any kind of calamities. And guide your people, Lord. Guide your people to where you would have us. And we will go. And we will do what you would have us do, Lord. And we just also pray for positivity and a ceasing of anger and angry tongues amongst us and toward what we perceive as the enemy. When we realize we want to reach out, we don't want to curse them. We want to reach out to them. I repent myself for being angry, and I'm not angry now. And Lord, I see the work ahead, and we just ask you to reel in as many as possible that can see the truth. I also ask, this last thing is just that if that is that dangerous 666 mark that was prophesied in Revelation 13, at the end of Revelation 13, I just ask that you protect your people, all of them, everyone, from any kind of spiritual or eternal danger of ending one's life in the Lamb's Book of Life. If this is what that is, Lord, that I ask you to inform us and guide us and protect your people and your children from making a foolish mistake. And I pray all that and with great gratitude in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Pour this back in.
Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, yeah.
Yes, Father. Amen. So, John, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to pray.
Good.
Please. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful time. Even, Father, there was a peak into that problem, but I know that we are the kids. We are the children of our Jesus Lord, and who is always victorious. So, Father, now I come to you. And Father, when we are fighting practically against modern day slavery, human trafficking, and also child abusing, we are personally witness that the people are selling their kids for food. But Father, you gave us a hope that we are distributing daily. There are people's food. And Father, it is Father, this I do it. So Father, I pray for the little player or all the LTO kids who are all the 2020 people who are listening in this time, Father. we pray for them. We pray for them that open the heaven for them, and also fulfill their needs from your heaven, Father. And also, I pray for the election, coming election, Father.
Yes.
And the right, if the right person for USA. And I believe that we are praying for Mr. Trump, and I believe that he will be in soon. And we will listen this beautiful good news soon. So, Father, please also bless all the people who are working with us, Father, in food drive, and also in voluntarily they are working in LTO. So, Father, bless us all the ways, and bless all the people who are joined this 2020. Father, we are so happy that we are a part of 2020. So blessed people. You gave us a God. You always encourage us through your people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that we've been able to come together on this day, and all of these petitions, we seal them up before your throne, and we present them to you and to the hands of the King of Kings for you, Father God, to undertake. And we know that you answer our petitions and our prayers and our supplications. So we're grateful for that, and we're grateful, Father, for all that you do. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Yeah, next time.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yay.
Amen.
You know,
hallelujah.
Next time
hallelujah.
I'm going to have this solved. This situation here with this phone is not really
strange
working.
Strange cord. But this, next time.
Not
it'll...
just the cord. I'm going to figure it out. I will have it fixed by next time, and we're not going to fool around with this.
So glad that... John was able to come through in this prayer. Very nice.
Oh, I want to say something more about LTO. You know, I have people that, friends that that I tell them about LTO, like our friend up in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And and we did some business, and then he wanted to give a donation, you know. And I said, he said, well, does the money go? I said, it goes straight into the kids' mouths. It's straight in, it goes into food and also into shelter for the orphans. So it goes strictly to orphans and the forgotten about in the streets, the untouchables, whatever you want to call them, the lower caste in society in Pakistan. It's similar to India, I believe. And, so he was really happy to know that there was a place that he could, you know, I don't think he called it tithing. I think it was just that he could give to the church that was going directly to kids in the street and to keep them out of human trafficking and slavery and organ harvesting and all the rest of it. He was so happy to know that there was no middleman, no apparatus, no front office, no 800 number. It just goes straight to the streets, straight to the kids. And to the adults too. It's to the people who are starving because of the lockdown, and that's what gave John and Violet this tremendous boost to their ministry. It expanded into feeding the multitude.
And they fed thousands
because of the lockdown. And so it's interesting how God works like that. And then my friend, it was pretty. He was so happy to know that, because he would tell me every once in a while about how someone was fake or you'd give someone money and they weren't really real. You know what I mean? It wasn't really going to where it's supposed to go, that sort of thing. And he was so happy to have so I can attest to this. This is the only thing I really participate in, because I know that if whatever help that I can give, it's going to go straight to the street to people that are, might wind up dead tomorrow if somebody doesn't do something. Okay? So, I mean, yes, there's a lot
and
of death,
so many
too.
People are hearing the word of God.
The gospel,
and
the word.
They're being introduced to Jesus for the first time in their life.
Jesus plus zero. You know.
So it's a wonderful
thing. Yeah, they're getting Jesus and they're getting fed with more than just They're getting fed with the bread of heaven, which is Jesus, along with sustenance for that day. And it's a day-to-day thing, guys. It's a day-to-day battle out there to keep people fed and to keep them from starving to death. And that's basically what it's an emergency, and you know, that I want to make sure that you guys know
and
that you can participate.
I wanted to add one more prayer, because this lockdown that's going on globally,
evil.
Lord, I ask that you would lift it. Just lift it off,
yes,
Lord. Lift the lockdown. Lift the lockdown globally.
Yes.
Because
yes,
we've endured this too much already.
Let's lift the lockdown, Lord.
Let's lift the lockdown in Pakistan, in the Australia, New Zealand.
Yes. First world, third world, everywhere.
America, all of Africa, everywhere. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
It's, you know, when people get together.
Local communities and mom and pop and protest the global, the globalists and the bankers and the corrupt pedophiles that are, stop protesting and destroying your local communities.
Right, because see, we have a lot in common.
I just want to add something to Trisha's prayer. Father, we pray also we ask for all of these small businesses that have struggled during this time. We ask that you would orchestrate the circumstances and the situations for all of these businesses to come back much stronger than they ever were before.
Yes.
For there to be thriving middle classes all over the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, for people that have had to wrap up, that they would come back with new ideas and better ideas and do even better than they ever thought.
Yes, this whole
thing that was meant for evil would be turned around for good.
For your victory,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
That prayer, I'm behind that 100,000%.
Amen.
That is, you know, that was the whole promise of America. You could come here and start a small business, and you could take care of your family, and you could have a chance in life. That's I'm not sure that that's gone. That's still a possibility, but that's the idea of freedom around the world, that you could have something. I saw this film with this guy in it. He had a little bar or something. It was just him. His wife had passed on. And just him in the bar, and the relationships that he had with the people in the bar, you know, sort of replaced his family. He didn't have any family. So he had the business and his patrons, and they got along great, you know, and it's like there's a lot of people like that in remote areas, and, you know.
Small towns.
Yeah, and they don't need to be scorned by the press, you know, and by the media laughing at people in flyover country just because someone lives out on a farm. You know, they should be put down and mocked.
I keep having the fantasy that, Owen Schroyer just the other day said that he could easily trap Bill Gates and Fauci and everything.
Trap them.
Trap them by having public announcement about
the
vaccine. And he could say, yes, and the vaccine is ready. And
we're going to test it on Bill Gates.
It's just going to be wonderful. And then, you know,
have the three of them there ready to test it out.
It's not mandatory, but if you want to take it, it's going to solve all your problems. Right, Bill Gates? Right, Fauci? Put him on the spot.
No, give them
publicly.
No, have them take it.
But I keep having a fantasy that President Trump will eventually be able to really expose the evil of Fauci and the evil of Bill Gates and the evil of Collins and the evil of Redfield and expose all that they've been doing and collaborating on for many years.
I don't really watch the news anymore.
Well,
I'm not really on Facebook.
It's awful.
I'm off Twitter.
I'm off social media. I just want them all to be exposed at once and arrested.
I don't like to watch the news.
You don't have to.
I don't like it. I don't want to know their names.
I know their names.
I'm going to write a book about Bill Gates. It's fiction.
But anyway,
his name is? His name is Wilhelm.
I haven't given up hope that they will all be exposed.
It's a horror film. Believe me, it's a horror film. That's my specialty. And his name is not Bill. It's Wilhelm. His name is Wilhelm.
Gat.
Yeah, Gat. Wilhelm Gat. Yes, Wilhelm. That's a good name.
Yeah, there's
There's been a lot of thought about this, and I just can't get some things out of my mind about this school I went to out in L.A. and that I was sent to against my will, pretty much. And, you know, but now that I look at the people that have graduated from there and how they've run society, a lot of them.
Like the mayor of La La Land?
Yeah, the mayor of L.A. There's a good example of a guy who graduated that. You know, and I thought that Bill Gates went there at one point, that he was teased by kids and everything. And then I went and looked at his wiki, and then it changed. He wasn't, you know, I believe he
That's
was.
The Mandela effect.
He was in studio. So he was in around in that area for a while, and then later on moved up to but then it says he's always been in Washington. He's always had school there, a private school. And, but anyway, we'll figure
That's
it out.
That's the Mandela effect, darling.
But his name is Wilhelm Gotz. G-A-T-Z. Gotz. Okay? So,
well, thank you all for gathering together today and praying. It's been a really wonderful to hear what's on the thoughts, everybody's thoughts about what's going on.
It's really
on.
Nice to get together,
nice
guys.
To get the strengthening prayers.
It's nice to get together, because I don't know. I want to say one thing, though, about social media, what, you know, Governor was talking about. It was hard for me to, you know, not do Twitter and Facebook and all that, but I was feeling, you know, I was getting really depressed, not mentally, but physically, you know, something, I don't know, when I stopped that, I felt like I was free of something, a lot better, a lot, you know, like the thing was draining my energy, and I didn't have that many, I kind of had you know, I was there, and then I got kind of bummed out with that. Then I tried a new name, and I was there with only about like 90 people as friends. And I found out it wasn't friends or people that did anything. It's this something that comes out of the computer that hits
me. The AI.
Something that makes me feel like killing myself. I hate to put it that way, but no, I don't want to kill myself, but it made me feel like killing myself. And then it made me feel terrible, but both that and Twitter. And then I realized, I don't fit into Twitter or
you
the
don't
Twitter
have to
family.
Do it. You know, you don't
I don't fit into Parler. I don't fit into Twitter. I don't fit into. I really just don't fit. And so that makes life a lot more lonely, which is hard. But the thing is.
I just want to add something, though. There are some good things about the online social community. But
I can't handle
I think
it.
That I just want to mention something really quick that's really important. Two no knock. Orders served in Ohio. Lotus Justice, former guest on the Portholes of Justice, 250-year-old woman were served no-knock orders in their home. SWAT arrived on the scene from the onset for 250-year-old women to be mental health evaluations. Millie Weaver was also served no-knock orders in Ohio and apprehended. Millie Weaver from InfoWars.
That wasn't a no-knock on Millie. It was they knocked.
But, oh, it was?
Yeah.
It was
and Millie is out of jail now. I noticed on Twitter this morning she had announced that Alex Jones had terminated their contract. She's no longer working for InfoWars at this point.
Well, the thing is what I was saying about
social
media.
I think that has to do
with
Roger Stone being denigrated.
I have a kind of personality that actually social media hurts me. It makes me incapacitated. There are people like me. I mean, I may be a misfit, but there's something they are doing. I don't know what it is, but it hurts a lot. And Trish doesn't seem to mind. She seems to be fine with it. So, and other friends I have are fine with it. But I know one other guy that's like me that really can't handle it. And so if that's you, don't feel bad about it. Just get busy. You know, I mean, with me, I look at, well, I've never read the Bible as much as I'm reading it today because I haven't been absorbed on this gossip on social media. It's giving me time to really delve in to the Word and to seek God and to have this kind of time of solitude. And I've, you know, it's good. I don't know what they do. They have some kind of algorithm for me, let's say.
Yeah, they do target you. They do.
It trips up. What they're hitting on me is a self-destruct programming that I had when I was younger, and it reinvigorates it.
So.
And I thought I was beyond it, but apparently they know just how to hit me.
Well, you've got a lot on your plate right now. We're finishing up the film.
No, I understand.
You got writing a new script.
No, I know, but that's all lonely work, though. Right now, I mean, you know, it's you know, I mean, I know we're a team, but you know, it's not the same as saying, "Hey, I miss all my friends."
Yeah,
I miss chatting with people.
It is wonderful to be with you guys right now. Just. You know, being able to talk.
Yeah, no, I miss it the way it was when I had like, like a couple thousand friends and we're all interacting all the time. I was sharing music and stuff and I just thought things were fine, but there was something wrong with me and I didn't want to wind up, you know, I know my daughter had problems with it. She stayed away from, social media because I think for the same reason as me. Mm-hmm. We have some kind of sensitivity.
Yeah.
Some kind of suicidal sensitivity. Now, I'm not going to kill myself, just so you know that. If I wind up dead, it's someone else did it. but I'm just kidding. But no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just saying I know the feelings when they come across.
Yeah.
And I know they're not mine. It's like a lot of this thoughts and a lot of this programming that hits me is not me. It's not me. I swear it's not me.
No, it's the AI.
But it incapacitates me.
In the censorship.
And being away from it, I can tell you what happened. Within a week, all those problems that I was experiencing, gone, 100%. My joy came back. My countenance of joy came back. My positive energy came back. Still a little bit angry if I watched the TV, but you know, I wasn't just so completely overwhelmed with negativity that I couldn't see straight. And you have to be kind of positive in a way if you want to make moves forward in life or get those people working at their businesses again, you've got to have, first of all, faith. I mean, beyond anything. And, you know, I like doing the podcast and seeing people there and kind of interacting when I can. That's kind of my where I go now. I go to the YouTube comments. I see all your comments, and I don't always chime in, but that's kind of my interaction right now. Mm-hmm. That's as much as I can. I actually just can't handle Facebook. And I can't handle Twitter, and I can't handle Parler either, or Gab, or any of them.
I definitely notice a difference since they've really implemented the AI on a new level.
Yeah,
I've actually felt something different and more extreme.
You know, one thing that I've done that is kind of protects me is
my solution may not be the same for everybody.
I've just added a whole bunch of people who love Jesus. And who love America and love God, love President Trump. I'm surrounded with those people now. So
yeah, but what about the vaccine and the 5G and all that?
I'm asking.
What
the
about
Lord.
The fact that he's sitting there emasculated? Well, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Faustus is out there, telling everyone what to do. And
I told you my fantasy.
What about the vaccine?
He's going to grab them all at once.
He looks
he's
like
going to trap them. You know who agrees with me? Mikowicz.
Set the stage with all these vaccines by legalizing SB-17 and all those bills that he was passing to legalize the masses getting vaccinated. Back in 2015, we had Dr. Pan.
Okay.
Pandemic. Now we have Dr. Fauci. The fascist.
Well, you could call him Faustus or Dr. Faust.
Fauci, the fascist.
Yeah, I mean, and the guy is.
I still.
The guy is. He looks like a little.
That they're all going to be arrested.
He looks like a little pack rat. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, he looks like. They say he's like, you know, he's. What is he? 79 years old or something? Or. He's pretty old, but he doesn't look that old. I'm thinking, is he taking those life extension technologies? Is he getting a hold of that? Because he looks a lot younger than he is.
I don't know, but something to ponder about China. China has after-school youth programs for the children there. They can donate blood after school.
Oh, how nice for the junkies out there to know they got a nice supply. Oh, God.
There seems to be a rare condition that only exists in China where they need lots of blood from children.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. I don't want to end on that note. Let's end on the note that God is good. See, that's the kind of thing.
God is good all the time.
You know, I would write horror movies and things like that, and I thought, you know, that it was all fiction. And little did I know, the real story is way more horrific than any horror movie. You know what's funny, though? There's a horror family out there. I don't know if you guys know this. It's like a horror fandom for just horror. And do you know that none of those people know any of it's real? None of them. Not any of them, except maybe some of the honchos might. But none of the people that do the reviews or the handle the movies or anything, they don't know that it's all real. And I know it's real. You know what I mean? But I mean, they don't know. They actually don't know. They're sweet and innocent. They wear, you know, they wear really rad thing, tattoos and piercings, and they look real tough. But they don't know. They're little babies. They don't know. They think, oh, that's, well, yeah, he was skinned alive, and then they ate the skin, and that was cool. Wasn't that cool the way they peeled the skin off? No, it's like when the head was cut off and it spurted blood all over the other guy. That was really something, wasn't it? They don't know. These guys don't know that all that's real. That's what's so funny. And I'm around them, and I'm not trying to put them down. I like the fact that a lot of these people are very smart people. They like movies, but they happen to be horror fans. They actually don't know. Like when you have something like Satanic Panic, they think that's just fiction or that's just some conspiracy theory. They don't think that, like Pizzagate, they would laugh at that. They would say, that's a right-wing conspiracy theory.
Oh, Lord, please lift the ignorance off the people.
They don't realize the whole point of
awaken
horror.
The people, Lord. Awaken them.
See, horror is a place where you can tell the people what's going on, literally. And you know, no one ever thought that they wouldn't believe it. They just thought it was a safe way to express the underbelly of society. They don't see that. Because they can't. God bless them, Govinda, they can't believe it. Bless. They just can't get their mind around it.
Yeah. Bless their hearts. Yeah.
Which is
2020, guys. 2020.
Okay.
All right.
All right, God bless you all. Okay.
Great to talk with you all and pray this morning. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay, until next time.
Hey, blessings to everybody. That's
praise God.
Praise
Have
God.
A good day, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Have a great day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay, and there they go, our friends. That's the only interaction I have with people. I have our team on the film we're making, and we just keep making it forever. We make it and we make it, and but it's then all of a sudden it's going to be it's time to get out there. Then I'm going to go hide. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, here we are, guys.